I did. Trayvon's sable skin and his wide nose and his tightly coiled hair signaled something quite different for others. Zimmerman and the jury and the media outlets who questioned his character with declarations like, he abused marijuana, and he was disciplined at school for graffiti and possessing drug paraphernalia, saw Trayvon as nothing more than a wayward thug. They didn't see him as an adult human being either, but as some kind of ravenous hoodlum, perpetually at the mercy of his animalistic instincts. Although this was never stated explicitly, his marijuana use and adolescent mischief earned this hoodlum in a hoodie his death. I knew that myth. It was as familiar to me as my own eyes, my own nose, my own hair, my own fragile chest. It was as familiar to me as the air I grew up in, air as dense and heavy and close and hot as the air Trayvon breathed before Zimmerman shot him. I too grew up in a place that could sometimes feel as limiting and final as being locked in an airtight closet, the air humid and rank with one's own breath and panic. A place where for all the brilliant sun-drenched summer days, there is sometimes only the absence of light. America and the American South. A place where